Chapter 8, The Survivor. Comprehension. Read this story. There are many stories of people who have experienced terrible conditions and survived to tell the tale. One of the most remarkable is the story of a shipwreck survivor called Poon Lim. His story took place during World War II. On the 23rd of November, 1942, a British ship, the SS Ben Lomond, was sailing nearly 600 miles off the west coast of Africa when it was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. The ship sank quickly, and everyone on board was drowned. Everyone, that is, except a 25-year-old Chinese sailor called Poon Lim. He had been thrown overboard and managed to swim away from the sinking wreck. Poon Lim swam for 2 hours, and then he found a small wooden raft floating amongst the other wreckage. The raft contained some cookies, a small tank of water, some rope, and a flashlight. This little raft was to be Poon Lim's home for the next 133 days. Poon Lim knew that the food on board the raft would only last for a short time, so he had to find something else to eat. He made a simple fishing rod with some of the rope and used it to catch small fish. Most of these fish he ate raw, but he also used some to attract seagulls to the raft. Then he would catch them and kill and eat them too. Poon Lim also needed fresh water to drink. He made a kind of dish out of his life vest so that whenever it rained, he could catch the rainwater and drink it. In this way, he managed to have a constant supply of water. Poon Lim was obviously in very great danger. He had no shelter from the burning sun during the day and the cold at night. However, he was determined to stay alive until he could reach land. He knew that he would need a lot of strength to survive, so he decided to keep fit and healthy by doing exercise. Every day he jumped off the raft and swam in the sea, hoping that there were no sharks or other dangerous sea creatures nearby. Finally, on the 5th of April, 1943, Poon Lim's raft was seen by a fishing boat off the coast of Brazil. He was picked up and taken back to dry land. In spite of being afloat with very little food or fresh water for more than 4 months, he had only lost 20 pounds in weight and was still able to walk without help.